The Speaker of the Czech Parliament's lower house has stepped down over breaching of money laundering laws. The Czech police have accused two people of attempted murder in connection with March's arson attack against a Romani family in North Moravia. And traffic at Prague's Ruzyně Airport has returned to normal. The Speaker of the Czech Parliament's lower house, Social Democrat Miloslav Vlček, stepped down on Thursday over breaching money laundering laws. Mr. Vlček admitted he had returned a 1.1 million crown loan to his assistant in 2005 in cash, in breach of the law, as Czech legislation only permits bank transfers of financial sums higher than 500,000 crowns. He came under pressure of his own party, the Social Democrats, which convened on Thursday an extraordinary session of the party leadership. Miroslav Vlček also stepped down as Member of Parliament and the leader of the Social Democrat ballot in the Olomouc region for May's general elections. The police have accused two people of attempted murder in connection with March's arson attack against a Romani family in the northeastern city of Ostrava, Czech TV said on Thursday. A police spokeswoman said five people had been detained, but three were later released for lack of evidence. According to local inhabitants, the accused were neighbors of the attacked family. In March, a bottle of flammable liquid was thrown into the house of a Romani family in Ostrava. A 13-year-old girl in whose bedroom it landed managed to put out the fire, preventing any further damage. The most vicious of these attacks, which took place in Vítkov last year, left a 2-year-old girl injured and scarred for life. Prague's Ruzyně Airport resumed regular air traffic on Thursday for the first time since Friday's closure of Czech airspace due to the eruption of an Icelandic volcano. A spokeswoman for the airport said that out of 440 flights, only three, to Helsinki and Munich, had to be cancelled on Thursday, which routinely happens even without extraordinary circumstances. Air carriers had to cancel more than 1,600 flights since Friday. Traffic at Ruzyně was partially restored on Monday, while 2 days later it serviced 80% of regular flights. The airport authorities estimated daily losses at 12 million crowns, or more than $630,000. Czech President Václav Klaus told the Czech weekly Euro on Thursday that the Eurozone project had failed. The single European currency did not bring the desired effect by failing to accelerate economic growth. Mr. Klaus said a lack of homogeneity in the Eurozone became obvious with the onset of the economic crisis. However, the Czech head of state said he believed that the Eurozone will continue to exist at extremely high costs for all its member states and other EU countries. The Czech Republic should not hurry with the adoption of the Euro, Václav Klaus added. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The end of the week will see clear skies with some cloudy spots in the east. Daytime highs should range between 13 and 17 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.